Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It DC Rebirth Edition. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX, and I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast, and our Instagram and pretty much everything else at review/reviewandroast.
Just type in Review and Roast in anything.
Right. Yeah. Or, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, but if you hashtag it, is what I'm saying. Stupid.
I know. But,
and by stupid, I mean you.
I'm well aware of that, because Mike hasn't started our Tumblr yet, or our MySpace, or our Friendster, but we're going to get there.
Or LinkedIn.
Or our LinkedIn. Ooh.
Pinterest? Is that a thing?
I think it is for women who are getting married.
Dig it.
That's the joke I always hear, but I don't know. What do I know? I digress. We are doing DC Rebirth weeks 12 and 13 this week. So we're just doing, obviously, the number ones and or one-shots, which is still kind of an annoying thing, but whatever.
Actually, this week it even takes it to, it kicks it to one more level of annoyingness.
I guess we'll get there, because I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Oh, you'll see.
But we have the Blue Beetle, which I've been anticipating for quite some time now.
Right.
Waiting on. Hellblazer, finally number one, not just the one-shot. Deathstroke, number one. And Suicide Squad, number one. War Crimes.
That's the whole new level right there. Because that is not the one shot. That is also not the number one, because those have both come out. That is actually some type of already annual. I swear to God. Like, when we were at the comic book shop, we were discussing it. And, yeah, it was kind of weird. Because it's basically, it's listed under Rebirth, but it's Suicide Squad, colon, or Suicide Squad Special, War Crimes.
Colon War Crimes.
Right, so it's, and of course, why not put a number one on it? Because every book in DC Rebirth has got three number ones now. Anyways, so we're going to start with the Blue Beetle, then Hellblazer, Deathstroke, and then Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so obviously if you've been listening to these since the beginning, which of course you all have.
But I mean, why wouldn't you?
For all you newcomers, you were, you know, aware, just to make you aware, the reason I was, like, say, more interested in Blue Beetle than, say, Batman is because it's a character that no one's really familiar with, myself included. So it's presumably a refreshing tale, to say the least. And it kind of was. Like, it wasn't as good as I guess, was hoping. Maybe I put it on a pedestal. What is this putting on a pedestal thing?
Why are you putting it on a pedestal? Anyway, why does everyone keep saying that? Well, the point is, Blue Beetle for me, this is and also this is Blue Beetle Rebirth, which means it's a one-shot.
Correct.
So, Blue Beetle number one, she'll be following shortly,
I guess. 2 more weeks.
2 weeks or a month. I feel like Hellblazer was a month. But anyways, not the point. The point is, so this is sort of supposed to be the one-shot slash maybe origin, but you don't really get shit of an origin out of this.
No.
And there was two things about this for me personally right off the bat. The beginning was horrible with the high school kids and the yada yada. It ties into the end of the book, but not very well. I mean, I understand you got to set up relationships between characters, but it was just stupid. The beginning, with the kids walking to school.
Well, Blue Beetle's a high school kid.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that was like 3 pages of his friend
arguing
and,
with
and his
each
girlfriend
other.
Just like arguing and being kids. Stupids. And it's like,
these damn millennials.
Well, and it just it was like, okay. I didn't pick up a fucking Archie comic. Like, I'm trying to find out what's going on here.
Archies are good.
First of all, no. Second of all, what I would like to see in a one-shot, which the only one of my main problems, and we've talked about this at length, is these one-shots and number ones. You know, if you're going to make a one-shot, make it an origin one-shot. Here, I'm setting up the storyline. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily need all the action. I know you didn't like Titans, the one-shot, because, or did you? I can't remember, but Titans, the one-shot, was basically they introduced each character, blah, blah, blah. In here, Blue Beetle, you don't get shit of his origin. You don't get nothing, actually. I mean, it goes right into he's on a mission with Ted Kord. And I don't know. I thought it was a little silly.
To fight the villainous duo of Rack and Ruin, which is kind of a neat name.
Actually, I kind of like them two dudes, the way they talk to each other.
Yeah, all like dapper.
Yeah, they were.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, just you have to pick up the book and read it to know what we're talking about, but the way they communicate just with each other is yeah,
comical.
Like dapper is actually a pretty good word for it.
I'm bringing it back.
I did like those two dudes.
What bugs me the most about this being a one shot is the fact that you're starting to tell a story, you get to the end and you leave it wide open for like a longer story.
Yeah, it's a continue. It's basically not to be continued. Well, it could be kinda, but they most likely are gonna just you're right. Yeah,
judging by the past, all of the one shots have nothing to do with the books that follow, so it's kind of pointless.
Just really weird. I mean, maybe we should do our homework and is there a method to this madness? Do they have other people collaborating on the one shot and then it goes into the hands of other people? I don't know the deal exactly, but it's been a little bit. Yeah, it's just been.
Well, if you haven't done your homework in 3 months, you ain't going to do it now. I hate it when you're right. I mean, it was you kind of get a little bit of like, I don't know if how new the Blue Beetle powers are to this, or you know, the scarab on his back, whatever. Kind of reminded me of Falling Skies a little bit.
Yeah, actually, almost. Yeah,
what you know, and they go a bit. Like I said, they touch on it a little bit. They don't say how he came across it, but they all say is they went to this guy for help, and now he's like building the equivalent of the Owlmobile from Watchmen.
And now, let me ask you this, and again, I'm not trying to cut you off or nothing, but you know, the kid's like, I want to get this thing off me.
I don't want my own Batcave. Aren't we just getting tired of
the people that are like the reluctant hero? Like,
yeah,
like dude, like the only cool thing about all new Superman in China is that dude really wants his powers.
Yeah,
and he thinks they're awesome. Cause guess what? They fucking are. You turn into like a beetle dude that has magic wings and stuff. Like, why would you? And you might possibly be able to live for an extended amount of time.
You're like the Tick without the witty banter.
Yeah, I mean, the Blue Beetle seems to have his own witty banter.
No, I'd say the guy.
Well, that guy has got the banter, but the Blue Beetle himself, the Scarab, also like semi takes control, which I think is actually kind of a neat aspect.
I thought it would.
It's almost like a symbiote. Like,
I thought it would be if the kid wasn't so easily able to almost, I guess, shut it down and be like, I still want to remain in control. Whereas he's like, I can feel it trying, but I'm just not going to let it happen.
Yeah.
Well, like, you got this alien technology on your back.
Right.
That can do these amazing things, and then when it tries to take over, you're like, your little 14-year-old body's like, nope.
Yeah, happen. The kid's attitude in this book is really turned me off. I'm not saying I didn't like it. I love the art. I love the dappers. Love them two guys. But, you know, I just, the kid's attitude in general, just, I was like, ugh, really? You're a high school kid and you're a superhero now and you don't think that's awesome. You just want to get back to normal.
Right.
But really? Really? Like, give me the thing then. Stick it on my back.
Right?
Come on.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Did we just, like, end up in Texas?
Yeah.
Come on. All right, so.
See you in 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's decent. But again, if it's going to have nothing to do with the main story, do you really need to pick it up for...
Right.
Well, I mean, $2.99 is not terrible,
again, that's the deal, man. The $2.99, I feel like they might be on to something because it really... I mean, obviously, we're picking up every single title.
Well, you're picking up every single title.
Yeah, but still, but at $2.99, you know, as these titles are... As the number ones are slowly dwindling down, it's been a cheaper per week, like we were talking about earlier, but, I mean... You can literally pick out five of these books as your favorite and not spend more than, you know, $20 a month.
Right.
At this point, because, you know, you're going to get bi-weeklies and monthlies. So it's kind of, it's not too expensive, with the exception of Stupid All-Star Batman and that Suicide Squad one-shot from last week.
We're going to get there.
It's $4.99.
Relax.
I'm talking pricing.
Oh.
I was a little pissy about that.
Anyway, so, Blue Beetle.
You know what? I'm going with only a 6.
I was
going
to go like 6.5.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, again...
I had higher hopes. I really did.
Again, maybe we had it on the pedestal. I do. And the only reason I'm even giving it any points is because of the... I like art in these things. You know what I mean? I give that like a high number, and I think that a lot of these are magically drawn.
Magically delicious.
Magically.
Plus the dapper villains.
I'm telling you, they were, and they had a cool little
rapport
shtick. You know what I mean? And the way they, like, their power, or what may or may not be their power, which we'll find out.
Which you may or may not like.
Which you may or may not find out, because who knows if this thing's going to have shit to do with the regular book.
Probably won't.
So in a couple of weeks or a month, when Blue Beetle number one comes out, we'll be hoping for something better.
Sweet. Next on the docket, Hellblazer number one.
Is this quickly becoming your favorite, i.e. you're just because of Swamp Thing?
No, but, well, see, here's the thing. I know we did the one shot, and I don't remember it.
There was Swamp Thing was, this one actually semi picks up pretty well.
Okay.
If you recall, he gets with that, the demon that cast him out of London.
Right.
He tricks him to get back into London, and then Swamp Thing basically tells Batman and Wonder Woman, like, Constantine's all right, dude. That was basic. And
this is like before. This is the prequel.
No, because this
he actually, says in this one, tell them,
but then
the deal.
But that was prequel to this book. That was a flashback inside this book. This book is like got like six timelines, which is why we're going to talk about that.
All right. Well, go ahead, Captain Intensity.
Yeah, it sucked.
I don't know about all that.
No, actually, I did enjoy the book. It's like any of these things, though. I feel like with all these different writers and all these different everythings, they're throwing out all these timelines and shit isn't jiving.
You know what I mean? And that was, I thought, the whole point of this was to make one giant epic story. A new
rebirth thingy.
Right, you reboot the universe as a whole, and then kind of eventually tie all the stories together to do one grand, awesome thing.
Dig it.
But it doesn't seem to be going that way.
No, not exactly. It's kind of, it is, but it isn't. Like, some things are semi-tying, and some things aren't.
Right.
But the things that aren't are semi-tying with other things instead, or in the case of Batman, he's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Ties in with whatever they feel like.
He's got three books of his own, and he shows up in, like, just about every other
book. I mean, not to be silly, but I feel like they really shouldn't have gave him any books of his own, besides, obviously, Detective, which, actually, he's not even in right now.
Right.
Basically, it's Batwoman. But yes. Whatevs. But, yeah, I mean, you almost could have just not even, you could just have got him out of there. He's in every other book to some degree.
Right.
Annoying.
Give it a break, you know, after the run they just had with Batman. I mean, Jesus.
Dude, after 100 years of Batman comics, I mean, it's okay to not be having one on the shelf for 6 months.
Right. And then just think, in 6 months, when you finally have a secret number one come out.
The resurgence of Louise, Batman would be huge. The
world would get flipped on its upside down.
Yeah.
What?
Anyhow. What are we doing here? Oh, yeah, Hellblazer. So, yeah, I kind of, you want to talk about your favorite part right in the beginning?
Oh, it's just a parallel that they made between Hitler and Trump. I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, it was hilarious. I like that whole storyline of whatever. So, long story short, there's, what do they take it back to, 1914?
Yes.
Europe, let's just call
right
it.
Right before the start of World War One.
Right, and
right to the incident that led to
the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. So, somebody...
Write that down?
I did.
Oh, I'd have been so fucking impressed if you didn't.
You gotta keep notes, son.
Holy... I was like...
So anyways... No, I knew that from history class, Jack.
Yeah, right.
Anyways...
You're about to be in the history books. You're so fucking old. Take a minute.
Why?
I'm just saying. Four more days, son.
I know. Anywho. So there's these two guys, Merritt and Adnan, and they're obviously from another timeline or what have you, or have access to some type of timeline because they're going to stop this from happening.
Well, yeah, I don't know exactly if they have access to timelines. They seem to be...
Well, they know something.
I don't want to say demons, but they are kind of... I got the impression they were immortal beings.
Right, but in the beginning, they don't really explain it. At the end, they kind of give you a bit of the creator business, which right. I'm not saying I'm not a fan of Hellblazer or John Constantine, but kind of digging this little thing.
Well, not to be, you know, not to ruin it for everybody, but we all know it's going to end up that it's going to be that the you know, the creator is going to tie all of these books together. The creator is going to end up being Thanos once Disney buys DC as well.
That's exactly right. Anyways.
Nailed it.
So, yeah. So, anyways, I just feel like that slight little story. Yeah, they're probably some type of divine or used to be divine beings.
Right.
But it's sort of, I feel like at the end of the book, they were kind of alluding to their own existence being secret from the creator. It's got me interested, I guess is the point. Correct. And your buddy Swamp Thing stops by.
Yes, he does.
Yet again. Which was actually, he's got a couple of good parts.
His little appearance in the produce section was kind of humorous.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and the fact that Constantine's friend Mercury pretty much wants nothing to do with him, but she's got Swamp Thing on the pedestal now. So that was kind of actually pretty funny, too.
Right, and then he was like, yeah, you can go now. We're going to figure this
out. And you know what? I don't know shit about Swamp Thing, so I'm kind of... This is. I know you and Brian have read a bit. He's pretty big on it, right? Or is that you?
No, he's more so than I am.
Yeah, I mean...
I do have my problems with this Swamp Thing.
Version of him because he's articulate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much that he wasn't articulate before, but it was always like a few words and then a pause and then a few words and then a pause.
I don't think that's going to get the job.
And now he's damn near a fucking Shakespearean over here.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's in some type of super being, right? Anyways.
I want to be a super
being. I don't know that I love the art in this book yet as much as some of the other ones.
Yet.
It's drawn a smidge differently. I like the look they give Constantine, the kind of like, you know, old wino. I mean, they do that quite well.
Isn't he kind of an old wino?
Basically. Yeah, but there's a couple of, we'll just call them semi-nude scenes that are pretty...
funny.
Frailly graphic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, I like the way they did it. But, as a whole, the art, it's better than I can draw.
Well, I mean, that's not hard.
So, yeah, I'm probably in the 6.5 on this one. I'm going to bump up. It's piqued my interest, so I'm interested to see where it goes. But as far as loving it, I don't love it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. Did you just number it, or did you just... I wasn't...
I numbered it 6.5.
Did you?
Yeah. Like it, don't love it.
Okay, I'll swap then. I'll go 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you liked it a little more than that.
It was just all right. You know, I mean, it's interesting, but, you know, meh.
Yeah, dig it. All right, moving on to Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. Now, my...
And that was actually Hellblazer, the actual number one, and this is Deathstroke, the actual number one.
Deathstroke actual?
It's for those keeping track.
This one was another one. It had quite a few different storylines going there, or timelines, whatever you want to call it.
When we were both reading, this is the one I was talking about. I'm like, you know, come on, just...
Jeez.
Yeah, keep it in order for a second, man. You're jumping around, and then the problem is you got a villain, the Clock King, who, I mean...
Wasn't he in the one-shot, too?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Well, this one, actually, the one-shot tied directly. I mean, it's basically, again, why make the one-shot a one-shot? It could have just... This could have been the number two issue.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally, right where it left off, here we are.
Right.
I mean, for the most part. Again, with the jumping back and forth in time, the whole thing with Wintergreen was getting a little confusing. Clock King was basically a young man now, but that was because he was projecting his essence or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever they said that was. What do you think? I mean, should they just really give this guy a new outfit?
No, I mean, I don't hate the whole outfit.
I probably mentioned this in the last one, too.
I don't recall. Well, his
outfit is super 1960.
Here's the problem for me. My only familiarity with Deathstroke is from the show The Arrow.
Mm.
So I don't know all that much about like the comic version.
Right.
I'm
no expert. I mean, I've picked up a few here and there.
He's got, you know, he's got a wife.
Seen him in some stuff.
He's got some kids. You know, him and his wife are, help me out here.
Doing stuff?
Oh, they were partners.
Wintergreen did have a pretty awesome bosom remark.
He did.
That part
he
was did. Funny. Remember?
Yeah, I was trying to remember what it was.
Slade and what's her name? Adeline. They're arguing in the bedroom, which turns into like, you know, basically kung fu
fighting and grappling.
Gonna be
cold. Then turns into doing it. And then Wintergreen barges in. She's laying there half naked, and he, I forget the exact comment, but tells her her bosoms are fantastic as ever, or always. Or
yeah, but he made like he made a dinosaur reference, but threw the word bosom in there, or buttocks, or I don't know.
Anyways, it was all right.
Twas funny.
The storyline is okay, but it's uber political. You know what I mean? Like it's and this isn't tying into anything currently going on. So I kind of like it for that reason, and I kind of dislike it for that reason.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm right on the fence. I feel like
it was a tad bit hard to follow, but my allergies are in high gear, so I'm a little foggy anyway at the moment. So
I just feel like they need to kick it into some type of gear because this is basically two books in a row that were basically one story, kind of not going anywhere yet.
Yeah,
kind of is, kind of isn't. You know, the one shot. Why didn't you just take care of all this flashback shit then?
Right.
And then drop us right here. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now let's do the thing. Instead, we got two books with equal part flashback, equal part current time, both parts confusing. If it wasn't...
I mean, it's not like super confusing, but no, it's just a little... It's not,
but it's just, you know, with the Clock King...
There's parts when he's
also,
in a cave.
He's also messing up the time. So on top of flashbacks and time stuff, you got this guy who's changing things, and it's like, why? What?
Right.
So, you know, why is Wintergreen 80 years old right now?
Right. And then he's like, you know, basically, you piece of shit, I've been waiting for you to save me forever. Where the fuck have you been? Oh, I've been golfing. Oh, so how's your swim? Like, you're ready to
I thought that was actually hilarious. Well, they made a golfing reference earlier in the book, so it was kind of, I don't know, I just thought it was a...
I mean, it was funny, but, like,
yeah.
You're ready to strangle him because it took him so long to come and save you, and now you're just like, oh, so...
Yeah, but they're buddies.
Did you get any better, or...
They're buddies. So, anyways, again, this is another, probably a six for me, really. It was... I don't know what I gave, the previous...
Are you fucking Daffy Duck already?
Previous. All right, there we go. We both gave the first... Deathstroke one shot a 7.5. I am at a 6 now on this number one, which I was hoping was going to be better than the first one, but is basically the same as the first one, just not as good, with the exception of Adeline being drawn quite supplely.
Yeah, I'm actually just going to go ahead and agree with you on that one, because I mean, it was just all right. Like, I mean, I think once it starts to slow down with all this Clock King bullshit and it's sticks to a linear story.
Yeah, you got to get into this. Yeah, just cruise. You know, get on cruise control here. I mean, we're bouncing around and it's getting we're only two books into it. So either it's going to get way worse or
way better.
You know, right the ship soon. So, and that was week 12's, which came out on 24th of August. So yeah,
yar,
moving on.
Moving on. Last one in the thing is the actual. Well, you said it was kind of an annual, I guess.
Well, it's
because it's Suicide Squad Special War Crimes number
one. Right, so we haven't even gotten to Suicide Squad number two, and we already have the Suicide Squad Special out.
Yeah.
So I don't know that that's an annual. I'm just using that as an example, I guess. But
yeah, it makes sense.
Here's the worst part is I actually kind of like the book, but I kind of hate the fact that it's got nothing to do with shit. You know what I mean?
I completely agree.
I mean, the book...
It was just like a standalone mission.
Right, but why didn't
for the Suicide Squad.
Why didn't they just make this part of the new Suicide Squad, which is currently running, and you could have charged $4.99 anyways, you assholes, and not put the Rebirth on top of it? I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of boggling my mind.
I honestly think they're doing a lot of the Suicide Squad shit because of they're trying to, like, pump up the movie. Yeah.
Again, I'm fine with it, but you didn't have to throw Rebirth on top. I feel like it's got nothing to do with anything right now at this point.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that it was probably drawn and written by the same people working on the Rebirth Suicide Squad, which might be why. And I still hate the look of Amanda Waller. She's just not an intimidating force as she is in the new Suicide Squad. So that's probably, I mean, I don't know. Just she's letting me down. I mean, she's still... written well, but the look of her is just annoying to me for some reason.
You know what was annoying to me in this book, and this is, might be sounding kind of weird, but the Harley Quinn.
Yeah, you want to know why?
Why?
Because, all right, when somebody says, I know Kung Fu, you can't say, I know crazy. That joke is 60 years fucking old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's going to go up against Shadow, a trained League of Assassins assassin, by the way, which most people know. And she's like, oh, you know martial arts? That's cool, because I know crazy. Come on. That's not.
I mean, that wasn't even the only part that was annoying.
No, I know that. You know. But I'm just saying, just in general, it's like, all right, you don't need to keep pumping kooky lines out of her. You know what I mean? She can just do her thing. I don't know. It's just, yeah, she's, I don't want to say overly spotlighted, but she's probably overly spotlighted.
Yeah.
At this point. And I don't think they need to do that because fans of Harley are fans of Harley. She has her own shit.
Yes.
You know, and she has her own rebirth book, as it were. So just let her be part of the team and not, I don't know. I feel like with the way that, well, again, this book has nothing to do with shit, so who knows? So as a standalone, I actually like it.
Who was the guy that they threw in there?
Mad Dog or whatever.
The typical, like, yeah, we're going to kill this guy.
Yeah, the Star Trek red shirt.
Yeah.
As soon as they showed him, I'm like, well, there's the guy whose head's getting blown off.
Yeah, that's getting old, too.
Got to blow off one head an episode, just like Star Trek.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, they might as well put him in a red shirt. Seriously.
Yarp.
On the away team. Going down. So, yeah. I did like that Strikeforce Europa.
Yes.
So,
well, do you want to give a little of the story?
Yeah, we'll give a little backstory. So, basically, War Crimes is the previous administration of the United States' Secretary of Defense basically was into some shady things during a couple of overseas conflicts.
Let's face it, it was supposed to be probably Cheney.
Most likely was Cheney, and probably true. But, long story short, this European Strike Force Europa basically kidnapped this guy and bring him to the Netherlands to stand trial for war crimes. Waller wants to put the team together because the United States obviously can't invade the Netherlands. And the problem is, this guy's guilty as shit. So they need to go get him. Obviously assemble the team, get him over there, yada yada. And of course, the other thing that's getting kind of stale is she lays this mission out and everyone's like, I'm not doing it. Let me remind you that I'm going to blow your heads off. So every issue, are we going to have to remind these guys that we're going to blow their heads off?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, like I'm pretty sure you guys at this point or stage in the game should realize, like, she's just going to say she's going to blow your head off, and then you're going to say, okay. So let's just get past that at this point. So that part was kind of annoying. The storyline in general, though, I thought was pretty awesome. I just feel like they could have cut. That book is actually semi-thick, and I feel like they could have cut 6 pages of shit we already know.
Yeah.
You're going to say no, kinda neat. She's going to say yes, then you're going to say yes.
Yeah, I mean, the story was cool. As far as, like, the whole, like, infiltration of the security team and bringing in...
Right, yeah. Actually, having, I kind of semi-forgot about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it has to be. Because now I'm thinking about the whole Black Mountain, which is basically going to be... what's the real one?
Oh, I forget.
I can't think right now. I'm so fucked up. But, you know, Black Mountain was basically the privatized military that this guy had funded. Weird. But so they had their team come in, they had the Suicide Squad come in, and like they had like three different plans to get this guy to bring him out.
Right, and Black
But
Black
nobody Mountain, knew about the other teams.
Right, Black Mountain sent Shadow, who then also, yeah, it was, again, the story, I mean, it'd be a good TV episode, I can tell you that. Like, it was a cool setup. I like this Strike Force Europa is kind of like Task Force X. But we don't know anything about them. But will we? I don't know, because this is like a special, separate entity. Is any of these characters going to show up again? Because I kind of actually dug a couple of them. So
I agree.
I think as much as I hate the fact that this book came out of the four we're discussing, I think this is my favorite one.
I don't know. They were all just kind of okay.
The story was
decent.
This
but
is
like,
the most meh.
The annoying, the annoyingness of Harley Quinn in this book, brought it down a lot for me. Actually, to be honest with you,
yeah. When I was reading, I was just like, okay, well, like we get it. You're the kooky one,
right? And like,
you're there to be, you're the team psycho.
I don't know. You don't need all of that extra. I guess.
Yeah, I kind of liked before when they got into like the backstory of Deadshot, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Deadshot, and again, you guys, you know, Boomerang might not be your favorite character, but a little more about him isn't going to hurt nobody. And then the fact that Diablo's speaking Spanish and they got to asterisk it to, oh, translated from Spanish. Oh, thanks.
I hate that so much.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that he just spoke Spanish to people that only speak English.
Right. Makes no sense. And
people respond to him in English.
Right.
So, wait, what? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I thought Diablo spoke English. But, anywho. After that last 2-minute rant, I'm probably going to knock this book down myself.
I mean, we can keep ranting.
I mean, Harley started out okay. It was, you know, I kind of some of the things were okay.
It was too typical.
But they gave her just, it just kept.
Like, they went over the top with Harley Quinn, which is absolutely right. Not necessary.
They could have just let her call Boomerang Boomy Butt or whatever
that
she called
him. That
was
even kind of annoying.
It was, but if that was by itself, maybe not bad. Because when she called him a name, then the other guys used that name again. You right. Know, which actually I thought was kind of funny, because Waller even called him whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then later on during the mission, she calls him something kind of different. And
yeah.
You know, it was kind of funny because then the other teammates used it as well. So it was.
It's just, you know.
Again, that would play well in a live action. But again, with all the other. Yeah, when you're throwing in all that extra kook.
It's like, yeah, between that and the typical, well, we got to have somebody we kill to prove a point. And they got to keep mentioning, if you don't do it, we're going to kill you. Like, dude,
right,
we
yeah.
all know
like,
the premise.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, like if I was on the Suicide Squad and they were like, yeah, we got a mission, I'd be like, all
right. Right.
Like, what, go fuck yourself. Oh, really? Because I'm going to push the button. Okay, right. I'll do it.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's the same thing. Again, you're
wasting
valuable panels here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Especially for $4.99.
Dude. Goo. I ain't digging that. Anywho. Yeah, so I'm in the neighborhood. I'm just going to go 6.5. I actually really like the book, except for when we dissect it at length.
Right.
So.
I'm gonna.
The storyline's good though. The premise is really good. You know, they kidnap this actually high ranking U.S. Cheney. It's a guy right there.
Isn't it Blackwater? So Black Mountain.
Yeah, Blackwater. That's what it is, right?
I don't know.
Mountain water. Anyways,
Mountain Spring.
Yeah.
Aquafina. What? Water in a box. The only reason I'm going to even go this high is because it really was a good story, was a 6.
All right, so I was 6.5 and you were a 6.
Hey, thanks for the recap of the last 30 seconds.
That brings, it's not good. It's not good at all. That brings this whole average down to this week at below a 6.25.
Nice.
Just FYI.
Hey,
they can't all be winners, kid.
People are getting a little tired of the same shit every week.
And by people, we mean us, but maybe you guys.
Yeah, you guys may or may not like it.
You probably don't.
Name of the podcast.
Yeah, hopefully Blue Beetle picks up, Deathstroke picks up. This Suicide Squad probably has shit to do with anything, and we all think that Hellblazer will probably pick up as well. So I don't think there's any cause to like, you know, hit the panic button or nothing, so I think we'll be fine.
Right, but we are going to press the stop button on this pretty soon. So,
word.
If you got anything else, speak now or hold your peace. Don't forget to check out our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook, and our site. Don't forget you can buy movie tickets on our site. You go to reviewandroast.com, click the Fandango link. Not only can you get your tickets, but you help us out in the process.
Yay.
Right? So, hey, let us know your thoughts. You know, let's come. Did we ever? And no one ever came up with a hashtag for this. That we
no. The offer's out.
Right. And to know what that offer is, you got to go back and listen to the Rebirth podcast now, because we're not going to repeat it. So
it's pretty good, though.
It would have been 2 fucking months ago. Yeah. Now it's just might be okay.
No, there's still Cyborgs coming out in a week or something like that. There's this still some true. Number ones coming out. Plus, I have extra copies of stuff that I can float some people.
Right. So, yeah, if you're interested in the deal, you're going to have to go back and listen. That might be cringeworthy to you, but you'll probably have fun. We have fun. So, whatever.
Do we?
You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. And, yeah, have a good week.